Log Talk Radio.
On the Edge, real talk about real issues.
Everybody, to the On the Edge show with Katie Barnett and friends. I'm your host, Katie Barnett. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Those of you in New York, we're just getting out of one snowstorm, about to hit another one. Well, as much as I love the snow, I have to work in it tomorrow, so I'm not too happy right about now. Anyway, I want to say thank you to all of you that were involved with last night's wonderful panel. DC Price, Thalo Jenkins, all of you were just absolutely fantastic. All of you giving me your off-the-air feedback. And I want to say thank you to all of those fans that have been, well, I'm not going to say fans, that's a little too presumptuous for me, but listeners that's been out there inboxing me about my Relationship Chronicles archive. I couldn't believe how many requests for the How to Spice Up Your Bedroom segment came through today, so it's been posted to the Facebook wall, so you, those of you that are able to get there, access it that way, and if not, just hit us up on the On the Edge Show Facebook page, and we will definitely get it to you. To Barry Mason, formerly of 98.7 KISS FM Radio, currently with isolradio.com, both places in New York City. You can hear Barry do his thing on Saturdays from 7 to 10 p.m., again on Sundays from 6 to 10 p.m., To those of you who don't hear him on the radio, you know him as the CEO of that great company, the Track One Entertainment Company, giving you the best of live R&B events out here in the best of venues. And now, he's still busy as a bee. You guys have been hearing me over the last 3-4 weeks. Well, time's winding down, so you aspiring singers out there, if you want to get your feet wet and you want to get a chance to be heard in front of some important people, get over to the Track One Entertainment website. That's Track the number one, entertain, at webs. Nope, let me do this again. Track the number one, entertain.webs.com. Hit on the Whitney Houston So You Think You Can Sing flyer. Register in advance for $25 or on the day of for $30. Bring your friends, bring your family. They get $5 admission fee at the door for audiences, and they can sit there and watch you, you know, in your big moment. If you choose a Whitney Houston tune from the 1,200 song playlist that they offer you to choose from, you will get bonus points on your final score before you even audition. So you don't have to, but it might help you a little bit to have some bonus points on your final score. To my team, Lady Diamond, Lorraine Yeves, feel better, my dear. To DJ Domerica, Rodney Williams, to Monster Miles, and definitely, of course, all of you know that outspoken and important activist out of Toledo, Ohio, Deacon Betty Williams, who's also an active part of our panel every night. I want to thank all of you for being the most awesome team, both on and off the air, personally and professionally. Without you guys, where we go with the show wouldn't be what it is, so I thank you very much. I want to thank my brand-new group, the On the Edge Listeners Lounge on Facebook. I want to thank Black Love and Conversations Group, Real World Black News and Discussions Group, Black History Suppressed, the Higher Research Institute, Capitalist N, and all of you other groups out there that have been joining in on the pre-broadcast topic conversation. Well, we've been going pretty serious for the last few days, and I figured that tonight, although it's not not serious topic, it's not as heavy as the others. So tonight, we're going to be speaking on the subject, the louder the bark, the weaker the bite, bragging about your sexual experiences. Now, this is for those of us that have been nuisanced from high school right up, so even nowadays with these older guys trying to act like they're back in high school and these older women trying to act like they're gaining their youth back. This is about those people that are out there screaming from the top of their lungs about how many people they've bagged and how well they do in the bed and how they do this. I want to hear from you guys a couple of things. A, do you believe that the one that is out there screaming the loudest really has the backup action behind their words, or is it just something that they're trying to convince themselves and others that they're really this good, but they're trying to hide what I like to call a pretty gift-wrapped empty box? And I also want to hear from you about any experiences that you've had either in the past or recently. Now, the reason why this topic was brought up was because I went through the snow like crazy yesterday to get some asthma medication for my family. It is snowing, it is freezing, it is practically knee-deep snow. And here are not one, but two pairs of men and two pairs of women standing outside of a chicken place. And they're just going back and forth. And mind you, they're not kids. These are grown people talking about, yeah, I will do you this and I'll do you that. You don't know how many women be coming after me. And then the women are running back and doing the same. And frankly, looking at them and the way that they were talking, frankly, my opinion was all of them were pretty much blowing hot air. My question is, why do you need to do this if you know that if somebody puts you to the test and you know you're not backing with anything, why would you put yourself on the spot like that? That's my question. What's the need for talking about your sexual experiences anyway? If that's something that you're supposed to be grown from now, you know, you don't have any quarterbacks to impress. That's my question. Anyway, with that being said, I'm going to be going out to break with an appropriate song. And let's see where we at. All right. Here we go, guys. This is Usher, and let me see. You mean to put your money where your mouth is. Here we go.
Listen.
See what you got, baby.
Usher, baby.
I hear you.
Yeah.
Rock with me.
Fuck with me.
Down to provide. We run the streets, but on G5s. I'm talking fly. Boots
Shorts and blue jeans, Cartier newer rings. You with a big boy, so we do the big things. Had the valet parking, Chanel hoodie on. Looking like Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman on warning. She on my wanted poster, so rocking my mimosa. I'm balling like LeBron, we shopping in Milan. The 458 Ferrari, I park it on the lawn. I let her meet my tongue, she blew up like a bomb. The sex is so explosive, her stuff is supersonic. She my new addiction, I swear I'm through with chronic. Rosé and Usher Raymond, girl, we the hottest. Rocking the most ice, I said we the hottest.
You've been saying all night long that you could have.
New York, New York. There's no place like it. You figure that out when you find yourself in a bit of trouble while vacationing or visiting in Florida. And Florida cops are sure as heck not like New York City cops. You're feeling more than put out or simply just confused with it all. But you want justice. You need it to be right, and you want someone who understands where you're coming from. You need Kenneth Foote, attorney at law. Graduate of St. John's University and Florida Stetson University, he'll make sure you're back on track and everything's straightened away. Driving violations, personal injury, drug charges, he's here to work with you as well as for you. Leave nothing to chance. K.L. Foote, Attorneys at Law, 877-90-FOOTE or klfoote.com. Kenneth Foote, the New Yorker to contact in Florida.
The On The Edge Show with Katie Barnett and friends, the show that gives you real talk about real issues, needs your help. Katie and the gang are seeking out individuals and local business sponsors to help fund their projects for youth and minority communities to become re-empowered. Featuring programs like the Spread Your Wings Showcase, offering free advertising to up-and-coming entrepreneurs, Youth Day giving public school grades 4 to 12 a taste of the arts, and All Hands on Deck, our new writer's showcase. On the Edge is looking to give back to our communities by giving our youth a future. Your small contribution will make a difference. Individuals or small businesses can choose to be a sponsor for any amount of time. And businesses can also choose to advertise with us at very reasonable rates. Choose any type of show sponsorship and you just may be a sponsor for a life. Visit us at Facebook at facebook.com On The Edge Show for more information on how you can be a part of our vision. We hope to see you there.
Now, back with more On The Edge.
Welcome back, everybody, to the On The Edge Show with Katie Barnett and friends. I'm your host, Katie Barnett, and we are up for discussion right this minute. All right, we've all seen them, we've all heard them, many of us grew up with them, and looking at them now, it's like not getting out of high school. We're talking about all of those big mouth brothers and sisters that are out there speaking in public as if we give a damn what it is that they want will do to you, if you should hook up with them, how they're going to rock your world, if that's even what they use nowadays, and these are the things that we are speaking on. Now, first of all, for me at my age and watching somebody my age and up, figuring that this is something that you want to talk about in public begs the question, what for? That's my question. Frankly, if you're as good as you say you are, especially at 50 years old, you don't need to do much talking. That's my opinion, my viewpoint, people. And I will say this. You don't need to speak about it. But now, if you decide that you are going to put yourself out there like that, my thing, at least I think anybody with sense would think that if you're going to talk about it, be about it. As Usher just said, let me see. Now, frankly, depending on the caliber of person that's speaking, I think that this is a way for them to try to hook up because they probably feel they couldn't do it in the first place. So the best thing to do is to start thinking about all the things they think will turn you on by talk. Now, brothers and sisters, if you are going in with your mouth open and blowing your own horn, you better be ready to deliver. Because I think that what happens if you don't is worse off than you looking like the fool that you looked like the first place. We do have a panelist in, so let me bring them in and get started on this subject. Welcome to On the Edge Show, Cole. You on the air?
Welcome. Thank you, Katie. And
hey,
you started the show out perfectly. That Usher cut, let me see, says it all. Because you got folks out here now that's all they do is run their mouths. They don't have anything else to back it up with but, you know, a whole bunch of words. And like you just said, it seems like the older they get, the more about talk they get. Because, I don't know. I mean, you and I are of the same age bracket. And being newly single all over again, I'm just taken aback by all this talk that's going on by all these old players, and I'm speaking from a perspective of a woman, you know, old players out here talking about what they can do this and what they can do that, you know, but at the same time, they're running to the doctors trying to get Viagra because that's the only way that they can do anything.
And then, okay, look, what prompted this show tonight, like I was seeing in my commentary, was I'm standing, you know, in front of, Bathmart is where my pharmacy is located. So, like, there's a little strip mall that my particular Bathmart is located in, and it's like there's a shoe store, and directly across there's a grocery store, and there's a little chicken place and a liquor store right next to it. So, you know, I'm checking to see if this brother that was talking the loudest was intoxicated by any means, and he wasn't. And I'm looking now. What's getting me is this used to be something that just went to old guys, and it's not, you know, to guys. And it's not because nowadays the women are just as stupid. So meanwhile, this guy is talking about all he's going to do. And mind you, he's barely trying to stand up to hold himself up as it is. And now we got this female that's responding to him with what she can do. And I'm looking at her, and I'm like, didn't you just take off a splint last week from your leg? You know, so I'm sitting there like, first of all, let's say each of you could do these things. You're definitely not going to go up to the 2 hours per shot that you're promising. But, okay, let's say you do. Why would you put yourself out there in the first place to discuss that type of scenario? Okay? And then knowing that you can't deliver, or knowing that all that you said, you're going to have to race off and find some aids to help it even be that. You know, I'm shocked with that. You know, yes. It's like those girls that go on Maury Povich going, he's a baby daddy, look at this, look at his ears, he got the same ears. Look at my baby Maury, she got the same ears. I'm 1,000% sure that he's the father. Knowing she just slept with a guy the same week.
Yeah.
Knowing that the DNA is going to come up saying you are not the father, why would you do that to yourself?
Yeah.
I'm going to continue on with you. Let me just bring in the other panelist that's coming in. Hang on a minute. Welcome to the show, Cole. You on the air?
Hello, Katie. Hi, panel. Hi, Dee.
Hi. Hey, you. Darlene, that's DC Price. And DC, you still have the floor. Darlene, you're going to get it right up next. Go ahead,
Darlene. Hey, darling. Yeah.
Hi, Steve.
And on these dating sites, because for a time period, I, you know, did these dating sites after becoming divorced and, you know, wanted to get back in the swing of things. And it's laughable, the number of people, men, again, because I'm, you know, talking to these guys that, you know, they put this persona out there that they're the end-all and the be-all of you know, the bedroom. Yeah, really? Like you said, nobody's kicking 2 hours anymore when you get to be 50 years old. If the best you might be able to look out is 15 minutes, maybe 30 if you're lucky, you know? But all that talk, can we talk about something else? Because really, I don't know. Darlene, what's your opinion?
Listen, I feel like this. If you got
If you that smooth, you ain't got to talk about it, baby. You could just surprise me, right?
Be about it.
Well, my thing is this. I'm from the old school, as you know. And if a man stand there and tell me all these things that he going to do to me and got me all riled up, I started saying to them, and if you don't come through, what can I do to you? Yeah. And they be talking about what you, then they be talking about what you mean. No. If you don't come through, what can I do to you? You got to promise me that I can do something to you if you don't come through.
That's right.
Because we're not doing all of this. I'm not in for the selling me the dream. You're not doing that to me. If you don't come through, trust me, you're going to have to agree, and it's going to be on paper what I could do to you. So they stop, for the most part, I don't run into that problem no more because I'm well known. I'm that girl that will have you do something that you wouldn't want to talk about.
It's incredible. So it really is.
Look, you got to be real careful messing with me.
Okay. You ladies, look, I'm just... Okay, look. No, Carla, I see you there. I'll bring you in just a sec. My thing is this, especially, you know, DC, you brought up the dating sites. I'm sorry. First of all, if you're on a dating site, either you're looking for somebody who's going to be your long-term mate, or you're looking, you know, even if it's just to have some fun for a while, right? Either way, you got to deliver something.
That's right.
Either way, why on earth would you be sitting up there? First of all, don't show your high school picture if you're 50. Okay, because
wow.
Lord knows things have receded, have hung, you know, and the thing that's hanging ain't the thing you need to be hanging. So I'm not understanding what's the purpose of all the false pretenses. And like you said, it's like, don't talk about it, be about it. And Darlene, I think I'll be with you on that one. You get all hot and bothered and get ready, and then next thing you know, like a person said on one of my previous sex panels, was like, you know, if you're looking to go swim in the fish tank and you wind up swimming in the ocean and no walls being hit, you know, you might as well say it's over.
Ooh.
You know what I mean?
Hey.
You're like, you want to be, and Lord knows. Okay, I asked to share some experiences. Let me give you one of mine, okay?
All right.
I'm in high school, okay? Now, pretty much, I just was around to try to be the smart girl. I was the smart girl. I really didn't think too much of myself at the time because, if you were on my victimization segment, you would know everything that happened to me. Kind of made me not feel so good about me, even though I dressed nice, I looked nice, you know, do whatever. Now, what happened was the captain of our basketball team, okay, was the most sought-after guy. All the girls were looking for him. Now, mind you, he bragged about all the things he could do. There was not one female who could back him up because apparently he didn't do much action with people, at least locally. He tried to act like he went out of town to date people because the girls in his town, quote, unquote, were beneath him, okay, or not good enough, or, you know, they he don't be messing with stupid chicks and stuff like that. All right, well, he began to speak with me, and we're talking. And, you know, eventually I started to see that all that hype he was talking, you know, trying to be the tough guy, the mean guy, wasn't him. So I said, you know what, I'll go to the movies with you. All right, well, the movies turned out okay, pretty good. About 4 months later. Well, that day came where he figured, I'm the captain of the basketball team. I'm with the good-looking chick. We've been together this long. I can't go back and tell my dudes that we didn't do anything. So now's the time to amp up the whatever. By this time, I'm feeling him pretty much. You know, okay. Well, let's just say, ladies and gentlemen, he didn't get past first base because he sucked.
Hmm.
Okay, all that yapping and slapping, all the girls, I was trying to figure out, well, who were these people? Because first of all, if you're talking about what you can do to a woman, try to understand, ladies and gentlemen, because ladies, you're guilty of this too. Every person's needs are different. So if there's something in particular that a person gets aroused by or turned on by, and you can't meet that basic need, we're not even going to figure out the rest. We're not going to try to teach you the rest of the way. Now, imagine if that's the case in high school. What the hell do you think a grown woman or a grown man feels like?
Okay. Because I just wanted to say, like, Katie, you know, men walk around and they think they get angry when a woman don't want to give it up. You ain't never seen a woman that angry when you sell her a dream. You know what I'm saying? You looking forward to this awesome night. Oh, my God, I'm prepared for this and blah, blah, blah. Just like the man. Look, when we interested in a man, we prepare for a man just like a man prepares for a woman. Oh, I gotta get my best stuff on. You know, I got to be ready. You know what I'm saying?
Got the Dominican Perrier out. We're gonna jump the steam inside and out.
You gonna put on one of my lingerie outfits and I'm going to take a picture, or you going to walk around my house in your thong and I'm going to take a picture. Listen, you going to give up something if you don't fall through.
Darlene, you need to keep a backup kit, you know.
Okay. Diary of a mad black woman.
Listen, I'm not joking. You gonna do something?
Well, I'm with you. I'm 40 something. I'm not trying to get all hot and bothered at this stage.
You gonna waste my time
to be? We don't have time for that. Okay, listen. Look, if you with the brother and there's a couple of issues, but everything else is workable, and vice versa with the fellas and the ladies, both of you panelists, I see you there. I'll be bringing you in. If there's a couple of things that need to be tweaked and worked out, and in our 40s, we're willing. But don't, you know, we're looking for the big kahuna that you have, you know, spoken about. You know, imagine, it's already bad enough. Now, ladies, how many of you had this happen to? Okay. You meet a brother. He's not twerking and talking and doing all that stuff. But based on what you see of him and based on the way that he speaks and his mannerisms, you're imagining when that big moment comes that you're going to get the big bang and boom, bam, it does not happen. So it's like, imagine if a guy is saying that that's going to happen and then does it. You know, and at 50 years old, what the hell are you doing standing on the corner talking about this with girls that are 50? Are you kidding me? And then you can't deliver?
Yeah. Yo, y'all woke me up out my sleep, Katie. This all me. Hi, baby. Y'all woke me up out my sleep. Yo, they should have been came out with that song, Minute Man. Stop playing. That was like 50 years too late in the whole nine. Yeah, I had an experience one time, and it was one of those, are you finished yet?
So then, I was the one that was like, have you started yet?
Wait, and then he had the nerve to send me a text. Yo, so what about that good loving we made? I said, well, where the hell was I? When you was doing all, I mean, like, was this after me or what?
Wait, Katie, this don't mean, wait a minute. I tell him, if I ain't going to feel the fireworks, you going to wear them.
Oh, my goodness.
If I don't feel them, you going to wear them.
You did not just say that early.
Hello? You going to do something for, listen, I don't care if you wear my.
Wow.
Listen, this show is called On the Edge, Real Talk About Real Issues. Real talk, brothers, if you're going to be a player, play well, because we got issues here, okay? First of all, at our age, it takes us just a little bit longer to get there. Now, I'm not talking about all of you walking around there trying to prime it up before you get out there talking. I'm speaking on natural whatever. We spoke about the sexual peak and the men wind down and all this stuff. Don't try to regain youth that you're not entitled to have through garbage talk. You know, at least listen. They say, you know, size matters to a point it does. However, all right? If you know you're not packing 7+ or more, please stop telling people you got 8 inches to give people. Please do stop doing that. Okay? It's not helping. Because if we happen to unwrap looking for 8 inches and you come out with about 2 or 3 inches short, somebody's going to be hurt. I'm telling you now. And for you ladies doing the same. All right.
If you're on medication, if you're on high blood pressure medication, my brothers, please put that on Front Street because that affects everything. I mean, really. Put it out there.
You're trying to hide your age, and you out there going, yeah, you don't know. And that's what I kept hearing. I'm sitting there like, we don't know what. You know, so let me bring in our two panelists and give us a minute, okay? Welcome to the show, Corley. You're on the air. Hello?
That was a guy. He probably got scared.
Okay, hold on.
Oh, hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah. One minute. Welcome to the show, Corley. You're on the air.
Good evening, Lady Barnett.
Hey, DJ, hold on. Other caller, are you there?
Yeah, I am here. This is Carlos. Oh, Stay Low Jenkins.
All right,
Stay Low.
How are you? All right, Stay Low. You got the floor.
Oh, I got the floor?
If you dare.
I mean, I don't have much to say. I'm enjoying the conversation. I'll chime in here and there. Just continue. I will chime in.
Are you on high blood pressure medication?
Oh, no. You know, I'm in perfect health, and I disagree with the whole concept that a man can't continue to go strong for his whole life. You know, I hope I'm 100 years old one day, and I hope I'm still capable at that time.
As long as
you just got to keep your body right.
You really got to take care of yourself. The conversation is about those that feel the need to blast their own damn horn. You know, and what gets me is that 90% of the people who do don't have a bit of action to back up their first sentence. Okay, yeah. First of all, I think that at 50 years old, you are well past the storytelling phase. All right? You no longer have to go in there. I don't know what that is, so please calm it down. But I feel that once you hit your 30s and 40s, and you know, there should be no more bar talk about what this person did, how she moved, what you did, how you tore it up, how you did this. I mean, by now, haven't you done everything there is to do in your age, and now it's about you having mature, meaningful sex? I mean, come on. What are you proving? What are you trying to prove?
Well, excuse me. I've always been taught you don't have to, you know, go out there and broadcast everything that you do. If you're good, you're good. You don't have to go out there and broadcast it. You know, you can keep that to yourself. Let them be in a state of shock. You know, because you can say, well, I was looking at this book and I didn't think that book had that much in it. You know, but it turned out to be very interesting. So you know, you gotta leave some people in suspense sometimes. It works out better that way.
Yeah, my grandmother used to tell me, you let people believe what they want to believe. If they want to judge you by what they see and not by who you are, then the hell with them.
Right.
And that's the whole thing. And we spoke about this in application to other things where we were talking about, like, even the people who have the hottest trends. They're not going to walk around, you know, saying, that's right, and my trend will blow your trend out. They're just going to go out there and do their thing, and people are going to buy it, and somebody's going to go, wait a minute, that's hot, where you get it from? You know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you ever heard of them? No, I haven't. You're heard of them now.
Back in the day, there was a point to with some of my friends that I used to hang with, you know, they used to do that a lot, you know, running their mouths about what they're going to do and how they're going to do it, and I'll just sit back and just observing. Then a lot of times they were like, man, how did you get with her? It's like, what you mean, how did I get with her? No, you never said nothing to her or anything. I said, I didn't have to say much or nothing. Y'all the ones who are doing all the talk, I didn't have to say nothing. And so... You know, a lot of times, sometimes it's best to keep your mouth shut. Sometimes silence is golden.
Okay, in this respect, it should be golden all the damn time.
Yeah,
I'm going to bring in... Darlene, are you back with me, honey?
All right, hold on.
I am. Yes, I am.
All right, hold on one second. Arlene, you there?
I sure am.
Okay. I think you don't need to talk about it. It's about being about it. You know, it goes back to all the other things we speak about, the shaking my head syndrome, the grumbling in the corner syndrome. Well, how are you grumbling in the corner about things that are important, but you're blowing your horn about things that may not be true? If you open
right.
your mouth and be seen, somebody is going to spot you. And if you
right.
don't have to deliver, you know, it's publishers clearing house, put a commercial out and show their crew coming up to a door with a big old check that said $1 million on it. Wouldn't you expect $1 million when publishers clearing house comes to your door? If you are not delivering what you put out there, shut your mouth. Shut up. That's it. Just be quiet. And you know what? That way, if you fail the test, it's not a big whoop. And if you fail the test because you spoke about it, it's a big whoop. Because the way human nature works is, for every one negative, you're going to get 10 mentions. For every 10 positives, you'll get one mention.
For me, Katie, this is Darlene. For me, Katie, even if there was a man, if I were very interested in him and he wasn't talking all of that mess, you know, even if we got to that point and, you know, I found out, like, you know, he was lacking in some areas, I would even be willing to teach him and show him some things. But if you're one of those men, if you're one of those men who bred like you know how to do your do, oh, no, like I said, you going to put a smile on my face one way or another.
I say that, you know, it's like he is older now. I say two things, all right? You can talk all that talk, you know. Me dating older gentlemen now, my thing is, all right, just have a backup plan. And the backup plan is...
y'all laughing,
but my backup plan is I'm asking the brother, does he have dentures? All right, we need some removable teeth. And is he, you know, against using electronics? I'm just saying, pop the teeth out. Yeah, we can work that out.
Oh my God. Wait, Katie, this is just too good. I was knocked out. Darlene woke me up. Now, let me tell you something. That tale about the big feet and the big hands, very overrated. Girl, I've been looking for a man that's quiet on the mouth and big on the shoes. So I was 12. And... I got six kids, and my back is still in good shape here.
I'm not trying to lie about
I've been waiting for somebody to blow her out.
I'm saying that too.
Nothing going on but the rent, bro. Nothing going on but the rent.
My prime days is over.
Yeah.
You know, I know all of you on this panel have seen Harlem Nights, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
do you remember?
You talking about Sunshine?
I'm talking about Harlem Nights with Richard Pryor and Eddie Murphy, Della Reese, all of those. Do you remember the scene where Richard Pryor's girlfriend was sitting on him and she was kissing him and she goes, how about we go to bed, and she's kissing him and we make love all day and all night and into the morning? And he goes, I tell you what, how about we make love real hard for 35 minutes?
Now that was realistic.
He was keeping it real. And that, to me, I don't know about any of the ladies on the panel. And matter of fact, this applies to males too. Frankly, I'd rather you bring me, you put all your crap on the table. Because if you're worthy beyond that, you know what I mean? You know, all the things could be worked with. You know, and that's one thing that I feel like this. I don't have any, I mean, we all have our ideal preferences, right? But if there's something that's lacking in one of our ideal criteria, okay,
but everything else works. I'm not throwing out the baby with the bathwater in a sense of the word. You know, like, so okay, if the, as I spoke about with my earlier example, the reason why that brother didn't make it is because there's certain things that he didn't seem to understand, didn't need to be bitten off or bleeding to death for it to bring pleasure. So I'm sitting there like, now, if you bleeding and biting off on things there, you think I'm going to let you go further? Get the hell out of here. Move it. You know, and take your little car with you. You know, that type of thing. Give me a break. There's certain things that certain people have that's like their testing. You know, if be it foreplay with the breast or a guy likes to be, you know, roughed up or whatever, if you didn't pass that test, you're not getting to the home run plate.
Okay. You might as well put your hat back on and your coat, right, and
hang it up.
Out the door, no, because see, sometimes it all depends on who the man is. If a woman is really interested in a man, she will go to great lengths for him to even please her in that aspect. Because I'm not that kind of woman that just want to go to bed with anybody. So if I'm really interested in the guy, I'm going to invest in him somewhat, you know?
Right.
But we can start all over again. You know how they said you can start your day all over again? Just by the thought, you can go right back out that door, and I will close it, and you will knock on my door again, and we can start this all over again, and you have a different presentation. Okay, we can work some things out now, but that's just if you wasn't bragging in the beginning.
Where the hell was I? Well, you know, yeah, that's another situation. You talking the birds, the bees, the stars, the trees, the highlights, the stardust, you know, and we getting there like, okay, when's this party going to start? He's like, well, how was I? Huh?
What?
When I started singing Oh Say Can
How
You.
How was I? How about where were you? How about where were you? You know?
How he was. He didn't know what the hell he was doing in the first place.
Okay.
Exactly.
Listen.
But Katie, you know how the guys sit around and talk about the girls and they be talking about their sexual experiences with the girl, and then the girl happens to walk in, and then everybody shuts up and just looks at her. Yeah, you would be that guy. You would definitely be that guy, because just like you talk about me, I will put your ass on blast. What? Because if I sleep with you, I'm not ashamed that I slept with you, because it ain't like I sleep with everybody. You understand what I'm saying? And if you ain't right with it, I will write a tell-all book and book. Yo, it would not be nonfiction.
Darlene,
it would be a biography.
Darlene, and if it was that bad of an experience, it wouldn't count anyway.
You know what I'm saying? But it would be kind of hard to act like it never happened, because every time you look in his face, I would just bust out laughing. You know what I'm saying?
That would be your personal knowledge. That would be your personal knowledge. That would
deny it. I'm going to say this is shut down, because this is just so good. I can't help it. I'm busting. I got so much to say. I'm busting wide open over here. So a good sign for a man is after the act is over, that the woman is willing and the lady and talk to you. If she ain't talking to you, if she's not conversating with you after that, just put your clothes on, get your hat.
Yeah.
Don't even say nothing. Just go.
Just go. Now, let's skip, because there's been a couple of female talkers too, and I'm an equal opportunity criticism here.
Yeah.
Okay. These big girls are like, man, you don't know when I go down on this one, when I do this, and the guys are telling a different story. Matter of fact,
The same four people. The same four people. The same four people that prompted tonight's topic. One of the girls was talking crap. Once I do this to a nigga, he ain't gonna do this, he ain't gonna do that. You be coming back, you best be believing. And one of the guys said, yeah, forget that piece of skin you asked us.
But Katie, is he still with us?
No, apparently, I think it was two exes were in the group, and then the other two, I guess, were add-ons, like, you know, they're just talking or trying to hook up. And I'm just looking like, okay, right, you're in front of a crown fried chicken. Doesn't that say something already? I mean, come on. And first of all, it's not like we're in a social scenario where, you know, we're talking in a bar and this is coming up, or we're at a club and we all happen to sit down and we're talking over drinks. You're talking in front of a damn liquor store. Come on. What is that saying already? Right. He's sitting there with a throwback jersey, and I do mean throw way back. Last time I checked, Julius Erving been retired, and so was his jersey.
Okay.
So I don't know what
she got on. She got on a throwback jersey and buck teeth. Shoot, homeboy, halfway. Shoot him up. He probably ain't even no good for the next girl. Poor thing. Yeah, but women do brag at just equally like men, Katie. You absolutely right. But my thing is this. If you have to talk about it,
then you're not being
about it. Can't be much to it. No, but because I don't know if you're about it unless I go there with you. But if you got to talk about it, then you ain't about nothing. Trust and believe, because those are and you know what is the one? My Lord have mercy, I had my latest encounter a couple years ago. All of these promises, yeah, it's good money. We wait 6 months, 8 months. Okay, I'm ready now because I am not doing nobody else. You know what I'm saying? Well, baby. I was like, stick your foot in there, your leg. you better pull something, a rabbit out of your hat or something. Somebody better say something. You better have somebody else under the bed, whatever. But it's very disappointing.
Tell me to close my eyes and flip me a trick or something. I don't know what to tell you.
You know what I'm saying? Look, put something in there, okay? But it's very it's equally as disappointing to us to be disappointed as it is for the men. They just really don't understand that. And me, I'm not faking no orgasm, damn it. I'm not going there with you, because you ain't gonna be walking out doing the George Jefferson and shit, doing the George Jefferson walk, and I'm laying there looking at you, sad as all outdoors. No, I'm not gonna stroke your ego like that if you wasn't nothing. I'm telling you.
Sexual
so you got a lot of
enough,
chicks that lie about
like
it.
You're gonna get that relationship.
Yeah.
Come back feeling as bad
it.
As you did. Yeah,
that
that's liable for murder right there.
Yeah, I blew her back out like you blow out a tire.
Nigga, you ain't
like,
even light a firecracker. You need to stop. A candle.
You ain't even blow out my stare. What are you talking about?
I'm not even lighting a candle, George.
I'm not going to light my expensive candle.
You got to be kidding me. I'm faking an orgasm. That's an old trick. I'm not even wasting the energy. I'm sorry. That's the energy show. My voice is bad enough. I'm just going to sit there and scream it for something that didn't happen. If I be screaming and faking an orgasm, then I'm imagining in my head what it should be like.
and what it really is, right?
We don't have that kind of energy no more. Because if it's that deep, we got to hold our chest and catch our breath. Wait a minute, baby. Wait a minute. You know what I'm saying? But if I'm not in that space, something is definitely wrong.
I want to be holding my child. Hold up, baby. Wait a minute. Girl. Hold up, okay? I'd rather be doing that than going, oh, boy.
Well, as I said, what's her name on the comedy show said, you going to leave me like this?
That was with Monique and them. What was the name of the video?
Wait. There is one thing that came up today in this little group that I'm talking about yesterday. Sorry. One of the things that one of the ex-boyfriend said was, she's only that mad because she still wants me. And she says, no, I'm that mad because you promised me stuff you never gave me. You can't even get it out. She said, no, I'm on you like this because you talk the talk and you walked out the walk. She said, I was waiting for a missile and I got a BB gun. She's like,
and he probably had on somebody else's shoes that night, too.
Oh, my goodness. I'll tell you one thing. He was wearing his best hat because the more he talked, the more shriveled he got. But then he came back at it now. And he was like, well, you promised me. You told me you hadn't had it in a few years. I don't know what you're talking about, but your stuff sent back. Push back a few years. I was like, what the hell? He said, you told me I had a way to go, and I was driving for miles. So she's like, that's because you couldn't find anything. I'm sitting there like, oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
But this is the talk that's going on between grown folks out in the street. First of all, at 50 years old, your storytelling day should be done. You know, let your actions tell it for you. You know, enough already. This is a time where things start to recycle. It goes around, right? You know how they used to say children should be seen and not heard? At 15 years old, you should just be seen and not heard. Listen,
exactly.
Shut your mouth.
You know what, too, Katie? These younger men, Since I became 50, 51, 52 and up, I get these young twin in their 20s, like my son's age. So I'm like, yeah, mommy, I like them older. And I said, baby, you couldn't even handle the knowledge.
That's why a lot of these females run into these crappy dudes, because they run into the dudes that's talking about, and they all for show in public. That's crazy. Show in public? That don't even make sense, dude. Why would you do that?
At 50 years old, you should be just thinking, wow, those were the good old days.
At 50 years old, please stop using the word swag, gentlemen and ladies. Okay, because the only thing swagging on you is not what it used to be. I don't know what to tell you. Listen, and don't get me wrong, because I don't want anybody to misconstrue this conversation tonight to believe that there's not great lovemaking at the older age. As a matter of fact, we spoke previously on the segment about, you know, men trying to keep up with the woman's sexual peak. Absolutely. I could tell you that that's not the situation, and that's not what we're angling at today. The situation is this. As a matter of fact, if all the high air wasn't in the way and this person, you know, really has something that they're working with, it's even better because now the emotional maturity is there to handle what comes with it. You understand? Yeah. And so that enhances it. And if there's love involved, of course, you know, that's even better. But I'm saying, shut up.
We got our feet now. We know what
but we shouldn't be talking about it. That's the point.
Yeah, exactly. That's what kids do. That's what kids do. We are not kids anymore. Kids talk. Kids got something to prove. Kids got to be in the locker room with their co-athlete players and be talking about all the action that they get. Listen, besides you headed over to the pharmacy to pick up your pharmacy full of life-sustaining pills, okay? Because at some point or another, I don't care how
in, how fit and in shape you are. When you start hitting the 40s, your body is going to go somewhere, and I don't give a damn how good you can handle it, all right? Somewhere somebody got a high blood pressure bill. Somewhere somebody needs to take a little bit of somewhere, listen, say what you want. You could be the most vitamin-chucking person in the world. You are going to get sick to a point where your body won't do what it used to do. So stop trying to act like this doesn't work. Listen, I'll be the first one, if you are worthy and we are together and do whatever, to say, babe, did you take your medicine today? Babe, did you do this? And still have fun with the flirting, because I'll be flirting like looking like the Golden Girls.
I know, that's right. We represent. Now,
I'll be one of those flirtatious senior citizens, you know. And be telling me, yeah, honey, as soon as I take my bag, where we gonna go on down there now?
That's right. I have no problem.
We gonna be me and you.
We might snore on the way to get there, but you know what? We'll be getting there. We'll wake up and not to do whatever.
Baby, just make sure you put about 3 or 4 hours ahead of time, because it might take us that long to get there. But once we get there, it's on and popping.
Oh, my goodness. This is just amazing.
Hey, look, pass me my cane.
No,
I know, right? Baby, let me get my time. Hold on. I need my cane to hold me up. I mean, either way, come correct. Bring the game as the game is, and stop it, because honesty is a lot more attractive. You know? Honesty is a lot more attractive. Now, there are certain things that kind of aren't negotiable in some ways, but, you know, there's things that you can get around other things with that work. You know, like, oh, wait a minute now. I got to move a little bit more to the left to catch this one, but once we get there, ooh, it's on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that kind of like, it's going to be ready-made right out the package.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
That's what I meant. Yeah, that's what
I paid my full fare on this one.
Okay, I didn't even use my handstand.
You know, don't act like it's a plug-and-play device, because it's not. You know, especially if you need to turn on the batteries a couple of minutes before it happens. Come on.
You better be using Duracell.
I know that's right.
But the thing is that we're at our peak when we pass out, when we're in our 50s. This is the time we are supposed to live and enjoy.
Right.
And have some peace and serenity in our life. And it would be just so beautiful if we could share it with somebody. And if it's, and if we can't, listen.
If there's
I
always
ain't
going to
lose no
city.
Sleep. That, listen.
There's always Atlantic City.
No, wait a minute. You stupid. But wait a minute. I always tell my girlfriends this. I said, you know what? I don't have a lot of money, but you best to believe that when it gets that critical, that where I am in that need of to be around in a man's company, listen, I've been saving up my pennies since I was 50. By the time I get 57, I will have enough money to hire me one of them Chippendale boys. And he can join me and guide me. I don't have to know his name, nothing. We ain't even on first name basis. Do what you do, get paid for, and I'll sell our pizza.
All right, ladies. I want to give the men a shot, because I don't want it to be all about a male bashing session, because there's women out there that do the same garbage. So let me see, which one of my bold gentlemen will I be picking for an experience sharing? Okay, Stable, you're up. You're not getting quiet on me now, brother. Stable?
I'm sorry.
We probably put the phone on speaker and went to go play out somewhere. All right, I hear you, brother.
God.
All right, Deacon. Tell me about a situation with a female talking crap that didn't turn out to be what she said she was.
Oh, man, there have been quite a few.
All right, just pick one tonight, okay? Pick one.
Come on,
I done been there, baby. Well, I don't know what to tell you.
Deke sound like he was real disappointed. Go ahead.
Well, he's like, damn,
you know,
I only get one.
Well, I could pick out one because it was more like they were saying about all the things that she was going to have me thinking and blowing my mind and, like, having me seeing fireworks and all this old crazy stuff. And it was like I fell into a bottomless pit or something.
Oh, my God.
With the, you know, like, where's the walls or where's... I mean, come on, now. I said, okay. I had to look down there to see if there was anything there. You know, so I was like,
oh no,
damn.
Timber.
I said, well, you rode around quite a few horses, I guess, huh?
Wait, she ain't tell you to bring a parachute, Deke.
Hey,
not the bottom of the pit, Deke. Wait a minute. I was getting ready to say, thank God you jumped out on top because you didn't need to be here with us.
I was like, wow, okay.
He was skydiving without the gear. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's, you know,
yeah.
It's like this.
It was almost like jumping out of a plane without a chute.
That's what I said. You went skydiving without a gear.
Yeah.
You saw you get all hyped up and you're doing your Jesse Jackson run and you're doing this Muhammad Ali straightening and you get there and it's like,
you should have just you should have just put on your swimming trunks. He said, wait.
You should have just put on your swimming trunks and went for the DC dive for real, man.
Wait, you said, is this the entrance or the exit?
Yeah. My goodness. I thought
for a minute, based on the way he was describing it, the situation, he was going to be like, am I even in there?
And you know, she talks
such a
good game.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we're over the edge tonight, but it's because enough already. You know, we have to grow up at some time. And the thing is that we speak again about, you know, what our youth see. And if we are in our 50s, in our 40s, we're supposed to be that generation that passes the torch back and says, no, look, young blood, I've been there, done that. It's not all that you think it is, but I understand you got to do your little thing. The whole point is, if you can't get, you know, if you got a problem with your groove, make sure it's the groove you advertise. Because if you choose to advertise, which after a certain age, that should be out the window, then you need to come correct. You know, listen, there should be no fine print that you didn't read. You know, there should be no fine print. If you're coming to me and you're going, look me, poster, boom. There should be nothing that you need a magnifying glass for to read at the bottom. You know, like you get these great medicine commercials. Hey, I used to be depressed until I started taking Enbro. Side effects include diarrhea, nausea, and even death at some point.
Okay, maybe it should come you get penalized for false advertisement or get a summons.
That's why
get a summons or a ticket or something
you
for false advertisement.
That's my point. You going to do something for me if you don't come through.
I'm going to give you a summons.
Yeah. Listen. I have a bunch of pictures of men in my lingerie and my thongs and my lipstick put on my wig. You're going to do something to entertain me. All right?
Wait, let me get some dollar bills. That's for men and women. Let me get some dollar bills.
You know what? Hey, those that advertising is the pretty gift wrapped empty box, that's what they need to be reduced to. Going in there with some dollar bills. That's it. That's it. Baby, you need to pay me for my time.
Katie, and after the dance is over, take the dollar bill back.
That's right.
Give me my money.
Oh, shit.
I'm telling you. That's for men and women, though. That's for both sides, because there's some women who just run their mouth where they know what they doing. They got a big butt.
True.
But that's where all the fun is at, so I guess y'all better stay in the back.
Oh, my goodness, y'all rough.
I'm just calling it like I see it, David.
Oh, my goodness. Am I the only guy on the air right now?
Hello.
It's too complicated. Like you said, so much comes with that. The physical frustration, the mental frustration. You start feeling stupid that you fell for it because you saw it coming in the first place. And the whole nine. First of all, the message, sometimes you do need to look at the messenger, especially if it's the messenger's own message. So it's like if you're looking at this brother and he's got holes in his jeans and he looks like he's still talking about, you know, World War II that ended, I don't know, like decades ago. All right? And he's walking around and you've never seen him with a woman in months or years that you've known him. Chances are there's a reason why he's shooting that horn.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody had the nerve in the pre-broadcast question today to compare this scenario with what Muhammad Ali did, right? Now, let me explain.
What did Muhammad Ali do?
Muhammad Ali went around bragging about he's the greatest. But newsflash, fellas, he was. I don't know what to tell you. He was talking about what he knew. So now, this guy was like, he ran his mouth for opportunity. Isn't that what players who know they're not backing and say they are do, too? The difference is, what a guy that's bragging about sex has to prove, it has to be given, the accolades got to be given by the person he serves. With Muhammad Ali, all you have to do is get in the ring and punch somebody out. With a world
and that was
sword.
It. Mm-hmm.
And not just that.
And it's saying, so,
it looks like a lot of
that's
for him.
That's apples and oranges, dude. They're both
that's
true,
I was getting ready to say that don't even go together.
You know?
That don't even go
together. He's the greatest in the ring. What, like, what part did you miss?
Okay. 1 second. DC, you quiet over there. You still with us?
Yeah, I'm quiet. I'm listening to you guys cut up. But everything
we just
having fun with it. We just having fun. I love it. I love life. I love our people. I love everything about us. You know, we just, you know, we just got a crazy track record. But you know what? I wouldn't change it for nothing in the world, because if we didn't have people that everybody was not born to be a doctor. Everybody wasn't born to be a nurse, because if they was, we wouldn't have doctors and so forth and so on, so to speak. But I, you know, Katie, I love you, because, like, I needed this laughter. You know, I'm going through something myself on a personal level, and, like, I am just busting out with joy right
I'm
now.
I'm over here flashing.
I'm flashing, laughing, crying. You know, I'm just really enjoying this one. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, I wanted to lighten it up a little bit now, since Mr. Salo stepped away from the platform for a little bit. Salo,
oh,
you're
how
on
you
the hot seat. You're
on
the
hot seat.
Yes, because you were going to answer a question that you may not want to answer. However, Deacon already took the gauntlet, so it's your turn. I want you to tell me about an experience where a female was talking to us.
There ain't no shame in my game.
I hear that.
I feel you.
Yeah, you sounded like those players on the corner, even though I know you could do some backup. But somehow, some way, Deacon, you don't strike me as the empty talker. But Salo, I don't want this to be all about what the guys do, because women are just as at fault with this as the guys are. So tell me about a woman that has talked to you and told you all the things that happened, and then when you got there was a bust.
I knew it. Damn.
She don't mean
for real?
The real one.
She don't mean the 15 or the 16.
Man.
Oh, God.
I'll tell you this.
All right, Salo, I got the handkerchief to wipe that sweat off your head. Come on.
Nah, I just got back. Y'all wild as a mug. Okay, I'm going to tell you like this. Okay, well, I think women do do a lot of talking, but I tell you, from one of my personal experiences, there was one time with a female. But this is not even the answer to your question. This is just something I'm going to share. There was a female that, you know, we made real good love together. But she always used to tell me, she used to be like, yeah, but you're so much better at sex than me. And she used to downplay herself all the time. And I used to be like, yeah, right, Charlotte. All the time. And she was a little older, so I was like, yeah, right, in my mind. But then again, you know, but we did some things that, you know, I could definitely appreciate. So that was the reverse situation.
Oh my god! Oh shoot!
Oh my god! It does.
He didn't even say that though. After that, we waited.
Okay. Wow.
AC, you brought up some great points. Some real good, like straight up on the front page type examples. You know, you do see a lot of these brothers and these sisters, you know, putting up profiles that don't match what they really look like or who they really are, you know, on these dating profile sites. And like I said, even with dating sites, you may not be going for that, you know, long-term mate at a certain point. But if you are truly serious about trying to meet somebody, you're going to have to come clean, period. You know what I mean? You got to come clean at some point. So why lie? I mean, why blow a horn you know you can't play?
Okay,
I'm gonna give you one, okay? About 2 years ago, I was dating a person briefly and everything. Now, we went there. It wasn't too bad. Wasn't
background noise. I can't understand you. I'm getting some type of interference from somewhere. I don't know where it's coming from.
Can you guys hear me?
It's some music or something.
I hear
yeah, somebody's got some music going or something.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't hear it. All right. Well, you know, I'm dating this person, not so bad, about almost 3 years ago, not so bad. Okay. The situation, you know, got to that level and everything's cool. The act wasn't bad, you know, whatever. Now, he had other issues, psychological issues. And he has this need when he screws up, you know, to try to overdo his image. You know, he dresses well. He's pretty successful. He's or whatever. Okay. So, like, we're all in this Applebee's bar. Not together, just all of us, you know, everybody hooks up there to go watch the game on, you know, there's specials on a certain night and everything. And I'm hearing this fella talking about, yeah, because I do this. You don't understand. Yeah, I got 9.5 inches. And, like, I just looked at him and, like, you know, and I swear he tried to look away so fast. I was like, where?
You can carry on with that.
By whose ruler? Which ruler were you measuring by? The centimeters?
Okay.
I'm sitting there like, last I checked, no, not. You know, I got 9 inches, and when I'm up there, it can go to 12. What? What?
I would have said walk a straight line.
How many fingers am I holding up? Who's the president? You know, I'm saying, like, what?
Bless Eliza.
Okay, Katie, I got one for the gentleman.
Okay.
The gentleman. Has there ever been a time in your life when you came, when you were out partying or whatever have you, and you ran across this beautiful woman, and she just lit your whole spirit up? Oh my God, she's gorgeous. Oh, she's got the body and the face and the legs and the this and the that. And you manage to get her attention. You talk all night, and she says, well, we can hang out a little later if you like.
Uh-huh.
And you hung out a little later with her because you liked to. And when you got where you were going, she pulled off a wig, pulled out her teeth, pulled off her breast.
What?
She just fell apart.
She just fell apart. And you were just left with, oh, my God. Neither one of you guys, I just had to make y'all laugh about something because we ladies are having a ball, and I would like for you gentlemen to laugh a little bit, too. But I'm just saying, I just said that to say this. Have you ever been out, really, and you saw something that was so beautiful, like it was just unimaginable? Because there's some fine women now.
Yeah.
And right. If you had the opportunity to get with her, was there ever a time where she
didn't
you experience where she didn't add up, with she had to pull a leg off and pull a butt off?
Oh,
my God.
She became discombobulated.
I got a question for the panel. I got a question for the panel, which you will all answer when we get back from the sponsor break.
Okay.
Now, here's my question. And by the time the song and the sponsors commercials is over, you should have all been able to think of the answer to this question. DC, you need to join back in with us. I want to ask you all if there's ever been a time that something was said during the act that turned you off. Okay?
Ooh.
That turned you off.
Oh.
Like all of the stuff now, Arlene, you brought up the beautiful woman scenario, and then you went back home and it was pretty much like a mannequin put together that came apart when we got there. So, my question, panel, is, like I said, if there's ever been a time that this person that lit your fire, you went home and you got there was a face made or something that was said that just turned off the whole moment. When I get back, I will ask that question. I haven't decided which one I'm going to go to first, but when I get back. All right. Here's Kesha with TikTok. Be back after a word from her and our sponsors. Hang out with me.
Okay.
I'm still up,
yeah. Wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy.
Hey, what up, girl?
Grab my glasses, I'm out the door. I'm gonna hit this city.
Let's
before
go.
I leave, brush my teeth with a bottle of Jack. Cause when I leave for the night, I ain't coming back. I'm talking pedicure on our toes. Trying on all our clothes. Boys blowing up our phones. Drop tops and playing our favorite CDs. Pulling up to the party. Don't stop, make it pop. DJ, blow my speakers up tonight. I'ma fight till we see the sunlight. Tick tock on the clock, but the party don't stop. No, don't stop, make it pop. DJ, blow my speakers up tonight. I'ma fight till we see the sunlight. Tick tock on the clock, but the party don't stop. No. Like Mick Jagger, I'm talking about everybody getting drunk. Boys try to touch my junk. Gonna suck and maybe getting too drunk. Nah, we go until they kick us out. The police shut us down. Police shut us down. Po shut us down. Don't stop, make it pop. DJ blow my speakers up. Oh,
till I walk in.
Don't stop, make it pop.
The On The Edge Show with Katie Barnett and friends, the show that gives you real talk about real issues, needs your help. Katie and the gang are seeking out individuals and local business sponsors to help fund their projects for youth and minority communities to become re-empowered, featuring programs like the Spread Your Wings Showcase, offering free advertising to up-and-coming entrepreneurs, Youth Day giving public school grades 4 to 12 a taste of the arts, and All Hands on Deck, our new writer's showcase. On The Edge is looking to give back to our communities by giving our youth a future. Your small contribution will make a difference. Individuals or small businesses can choose to be a sponsor for any amount of time. And businesses can also choose to advertise with us at very reasonable rates. Choose any type of show sponsorship and you just may be a sponsor for a life. Visit us at Facebook at facebook.com On The Edge Show for more information on how you can be a part of our vision. We hope to see you there.
Now, back with more On The Edge.
Welcome back, everybody, to the On The Edge Show with Katie Barnett and friends. I'm your host, Katie Barnett. We are having a little bit of a lighter tone discussion tonight. Speaking on the topic, the louder the bite, the louder the bark, the weaker the bite. And this is talking about people who are out there bragging about their sexual experiences. And the question on the table is, are these people talking because they have real backup to prove what they're saying and it's out of conceit? Or are these people just trying to convince themselves and others that they really have something to offer just to get a hookup because they really don't? The discussion on the table, bringing in our panelists back one at a time. DC, you back?
I am.
Okay, Salo?
Yeah, I'm back.
Okay, charge up, dude. Deacon, are you back?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Twin one? Actually,
yes,
twin two.
Yes, I am.
Okay, Arlene?
You know it.
Okay. All right. Who am I going to start with? Arlene. Arlene, you are on The Price Is Right. All right. Tell me, especially if it's from a brother that's been talking and hasn't delivered, but has there been any situation, a facial expression, a comment, some sort of physical move that just totally turned you off in the act or turned you off to proceeding with the act?
Well, to be candid, he ain't really have nothing to work with. And I was just, yeah, he sold me a dream, I bought it, and when I got, you know, when we got where we were going and everything, you know, the conversation was good, everything else was so good, he was a gentleman, he wasn't no braggart or nothing like that, you know what I'm saying, but I wish he would have been, because then that would have let me know.
I'm going to swing it over to the other side of the panel. DC, the question goes to you. DC?
Hello?
Yeah. The question goes to you.
Well, I thought about this. You asked the question. And the one situation that comes to my mind was a couple of years ago, and everything was perfect. But in the middle of it all, this brother wanted to change the game and said, "When can I move in?" Ooh.
Whoa, wait, I didn't hear that one. What happened, DC?
What did he say?
In the middle of call, he wanted to know when he could move in.
Oh, no. Oh, my. You want to have that choice? Oh, hell yeah. No.
What'd you say? You said move over, Katie?
Move in. Hey, you need to move that all out right now. Get up and get out. Get out and get out.
Wow.
Oh, no. Okay.
You must have really put it down. Wow.
Salo, I'm on.
That got everybody quiet.
That just, oh, one second, Salo.
Yeah,
DC, that just scared the hell out of me.
I don't believe that.
This was a weekend.
Okay.
You know, and it changed the whole weekend. And like you said, it would have been time for him to come had it not been his plane didn't Monday. So it was like, oh.
You mean to tell me, I'm going to get a little graphic here. He's choking and asks you to move in the middle of that, like, that could be taken quite a few different ways. I figured he had that question on there, thinking he was delivering you some good stuff that you definitely got to see.
I was saying, girl, what you working with?
All right, DC, represent.
It was good. It was good and all that, to the extent that I even considered the request for a minute. Then I realized, hey, where I'm trying to go, you know, and that was the end of it. But
you can't ask that question under the influence. That's not fair.
Kind of scary.
I would have said I thought you was in already.
Oh, wow. Oh, Lord.
You can't be talking about that. No.
Give me an example. Ooh. Or you ever went through an experience where in the middle of the act or just about to get there, something was said, done, or, you know, a feeling just came over you to back off. Like, just blew the mood.
Are we talking to me?
Yep.
Halo? Let me see. I mean, anything stupid just throws me off. You know what I mean? And certain things I just find stupid. It's hard to put. You know, I find intelligence very, very sick. That's what I'm attracted to. I asked two friends of mine who were listening in because I had everything on speakerphone and it's dying. The same question is.
I
had two responses.
I have a couple of things that I think bug the hell out of me. All right. First of all, I don't like a person trying to claim, you know, stake a claim in the middle of the act. You
right.
Better not be giving this to nobody else. Oh, yeah.
No. I'll be considerate done.
Wow. Okay, okay, that's one. I don't like the B word. You know,
oh,
I don't like
the
B word.
That is hard. No, yeah.
You know, I don't care what kind of role playing fantasy you think you're in. It's not spicy to me, brother. So that's another thing. But I also, I don't know, I have a problem with, like, really stupid faces. I'm not talking about in the heat of the moment. I don't know. Like, why would you make face like that one? You know, it doesn't go with the act. It's not going with the atmosphere. You know, like you looking up and you. I don't know. I just have that problem with that. It's just for me. I don't like that. Oh, another thing. I hate people trying to ask me to answer a question when you're under the influence.
Right.
You know, like,
that's
okay.
Too much pressure.
Tell me, what you say, baby? I'm not saying shit, damn it. No, I'm trying to get that out. Slow with you.
Oh, my God.
You want to have a conversation? I mean, listen, we're yelling, I'm moaning, I'm doing whatever. Come on. I can't talk to you. Jesus. You want to have a conversation in the middle of something like that. You know? Like, don't ask me that. Quiet. You know?
Okay. I know that's right, Katie.
Listen, the only thing I'm going to be talking in the middle of that is to tell me what I want you to do or stop doing. That's it.
okay? I'm trying to figure out what is it exactly. Are you trying to have a conversation, a conversation seriously? Like, you want me to tell you, like, why did you stop and ask me about world peace in the middle of that? Like, that's the way you just told me.
Oh, my goodness. Are you going to vote for me this year?
Are you voting for me? We cannot have, you know, meaningful conversations during that time. Either you're talking about how what body part feels good to your body part or something like that. Stop trying to ask me questions that I'm supposed to be sober for, you know, in the middle of the act. That's pretty stupid. It's like asking me, what do you think about people using fur for the animals, you know, for their fur? What do you think?
Hey, my two friends had answers for the question. Y'all want to hear them?
Yeah,
yeah.
They said, the first one was, I'm on my period.
Oh.
And the second one was, I don't know how to suck penis.
Oh.
Wait. What was the second one?
I don't know how to suck dick or, you know, get fellatio.
You don't know? Okay, I'm sorry.
I've heard that before.
I don't know how to what?
Saying I don't know how to suck penis.
How to perform oral sex.
Perform oral sex, yeah. I don't know how to.
Mm. And the question, those are the two things that would turn you off?
Those are the two things, yeah, those are the two things that people said.
Okay.
I don't know.
What, from your posse over there?
Yeah, the posse that's listening in.
Well, let me tell you something, fellas, because I don't know. You guys love raising your egos around, but apparently you don't know how to make your ego work for you. Hello? If she doesn't know, wouldn't that be the fun time to start to teach her? I think that'll be the good time with it. Hello?
Mm.
I mean, you're going to mold her from scratch. Come on.
That's the only way she's going to learn.
Lesson one.
Call me teacher.
Time I'll be like, sweetheart, listen, that's a little too hard. Listen, or like, you know, because there's a specific part of me that you got to pass the test for before we can think about anything else. And if you don't do that, you out. Sorry. I mean, as much as I don't think I'm all the greatest thing since grapes, but hello, come on. If it's about me, it's about me. I'm going to get something out of it. Hello? Listen, if you don't know what you're doing, but you're wearing a shower and you're saying that, that's rookie season. Hello? Wait a minute. You mean you haven't been around the block on this one? All righty then. Step up into the classroom, won't you? You know?
Yeah.
You need to sit there and
you know what? That might have been a good thing if she ain't know how. Like, at least you know you might have been the first one.
That's a good point.
That's
a great point right there. That's a great point.
That is a good point.
Watch it now.
Great point.
Be careful what you ask for, because you might get one that knows too much on how to do it, and then you're going to question that one too.
Wow.
You know
what?
To have fun and learning certain things. Because, like, whatever you did because it was supposed to happen in your young days, and now you're actually starting to get into understanding the semantics and the art of it, that, to me, it's more fun that way. So for you to have to sit out there like you're back in your teens, I mean, listen, it was fun while it lasted, but I'm not trying to go back there. There's certain things that if I knew now what I, you know, knew then what I know now, you know, I wouldn't go back to certain things in my teens. And Lord knows, if you were already, like, nerdy looking or whatever the case is, and you had one of those weird look teen years, why would you want to try to be that again?
But you walking outside talking about, I could do this, I could swing somewhere. I love hearing the old timers go, oh, baby, you don't know. Oh, if you were there, you wouldn't know. What wouldn't I know? What wouldn't I know? I'm looking at you now to see what might be happening or not. And I'm trying to say that, listen, fellas, if you need a nap before you can finish out what you swear you can do, say that.
Yeah.
Say that. Yeah. If you guys get a couple of pills and calm down for an hour and don't take anything in for an hour after the medication and then you can get started, say that. Because Viagra certainly has a disclaimer. If you have an erection for more than 4 hours after that happens, that's not fun, fellas. That's heart disease, you know? So you come with a disclaimer. Say what you need to say. You know, let us make a sound, informed decision. That way, if we go in and we're disappointing, at least we know what we're getting into.
Yeah.
And at least we won't have to berate you for it, you know? What? You came in talking all this. Homeboy promised me a filet mignon, and all I got was a burger.
Wow.
Well, you know, one of the worst things that could come up is you calling me somebody else's name.
And
you call me by the name of James, and my damn name starts with a Z.
Now, hold on.
I'm like, James. I said, wait a minute, James. I didn't call you James. I said, damn if you didn't.
Wow.
My name sounds nothing like no James.
Not even close, huh?
You know. Now, another thing that was an immediate turn off, and I don't want you laughing at me too much. I fell asleep. After I got through putting this to work, I fell asleep. And when I woke up, I was tied up.
Oh, that should have been funny.
That's not funny.
That's not funny at all. I don't like being confined. I don't like being confined. I don't play that bondage thing.
Right.
Especially if I'm not giving a heads up on something like that.
Well,
that was kind of scary to me.
Okay.
And then she just about had her way with me, and I couldn't get loose. I don't. That's an awesome turn off.
What did you do to her?
She's still alive.
Is she still alive?
Yeah, I said, is she still alive?
You ain't kill her, did you?
No, I didn't.
After you got loose, I would have killed her. I was like, whatever it is, baby, we can work it out. You untie me now, okay? All right, yeah, let's put it on. Okay,
you know, I had to play like I was cool, calm, and collected until I got, and that's the fastest I ever got up, got dressed, and got out of somebody's house in my life.
Smart man.
Yeah.
I would have ran myself to the hills and forgot our address.
She could have been holding you hostage up until now, and we wouldn't have the pleasure of talking to you.
No, that's scary.
I just want to tell you something. As far as being called somebody else's name, you don't know if that happened because you were putting something good down on her. She didn't know what the hell to call you.
If she would have been with the president, he probably would have had that problem, right?
Well, if she would have got the name right, it probably would have been even better.
Okay, you probably, your chest would have got real big,
If you put down a mojo like that and somebody forgot what the hell, how to pronounce your name, you might be doing something more than you think.
Yeah.
If they're like, listen, in the middle of all that, I don't even know what Zeddy sounded like. Zeddy is kind of a different name. So. I'd have been like, Z's too long in the damn alphabet. It's too far down. I can't forget.
Well, you know what? There's something that really turns me off totally. I mean, really just takes me to a whole
another level.
Like, if you smack me, if you smack any part of my body,
you know,
it's all recited.
Awesome. Strawberries, cream, whatever, right? And the person can be so gentle when it comes to the foreplay. But when it comes to
the next level,
the act, if you make me feel like I'm a slab of meat, like you want to torch me and turn me listen.
I don't like being hit. Okay. Don't smack my butt. Don't smack my leg. Don't do whatever. Don't call me names. Don't do that stuff. None of that.
No. Over like I'm like a rag doll. Like, get rough with me. Don't get rough with me. I'm not no freak. Just don't get rough with me. You was gentle all through the foreplay. Oh my God! And I'm at cloud nine, and then you wanna flip me over like I'm a slab of beef. Oh, it's over.
I don't know. DC must have been putting a hurting on somebody, asking her to move in the middle of it.
That's what I said. I'm still thinking about that.
What?
DC,
what are you doing?
I'm like, yo, me and you need to have a conversation.
See, and
yo,
I bet you weren't in the corner talking about it. Sure, I have guys asking me to move in the middle of it.
There's a man I want to move in right now. I need to talk to you.
Can you imagine if we women, us on this panel, were standing on the corner and we probably really could be saying something? Why? First of all, what I got ain't for everybody. So I'm not going to try to have a bunch of scruffs coming in and talk about, let me get some of that.
Mm-hmm.
Or what? I know, I tell you, I've done some crazy things to give guys the hint that I'm not interested. And for some reason, guys don't get it. It's like I played blind, deaf, and mute once.
It's an earning process. It's an earning process.
I had this one dude, I'm telling you, I came back from, at the time I was working as a talent scout, so I was walking all over the streets of Manhattan looking for people to scout and recruit, you know, for the agency. And at the end of that type of day, especially in the dead of heat by the towers and everything, you're really not really ready to do anything but go to hell home and crash. Now, you know at a certain time of night in New York, the trains run weird, okay?
Yeah.
I don't want to be standing, in the middle of, Union Turnpike, waiting on the E train to come. And I just missed the one that's the last one before it starts becoming every hour. To have Roger Thomas from What's Happening walk up to me and talking about it, he was smiling at me. I put my hands out and started feeling around the pole like I couldn't see where I was going. And passed right by him.
I know, that's right.
There's more than one way to skin a cat, right,
Kate? That's right.
It was that, of just staring at him really hard and long like he was stupid as hell. I didn't want to do that. But, you know, I'm sitting there like, what part of me looking in the direction of where the train comes from after missing the train gave you the impression I was looking at you?
Mm-hmm.
And he is smiling and straightening up his tie and walking with the swag and coming to me. And I let him get about maybe 6 inches near me and put my hand out and started walking like I was blind.
Mm-hmm. I know that's
right. Wait, here go one, Katie. Oh, what a beautiful woman like you. Riding the train. Nigga, you riding the train too. What are you talking about? If I was your man, you wouldn't. You know, get out of here.
Seriously. The old people pushing me out the door to go to work. Give me a break.
The thing is that for him to say, if I was your man, you wouldn't be riding the train, then if you wouldn't have been able to meet me if you wasn't riding the train.
That's my point. You riding the train. And I hope you paid your fare.
But you know what? One thing I really don't like, Katie, and I think that I can speak for a lot of women, and I don't mean no harm, fellas, but if you want to work a woman and you have all intentions on working her good,
cut your daggone mustache and your beard. Give him girl rug burns. Whoa.
I start realizing that some parts of our body is not meant to bite. I mean, I don't understand. What's with biting sex anyway? I don't understand that. You know, don't talk about I'm gonna do your nipples this way and you didn't do anything but try to tear them off my breast. I mean, I don't understand.
Okay.
And for God's sake, take your socks off. I ain't a naked man with socks on.
Okay. Now, wait. That's big stage, okay?
Knees. Wait, up to his knees, Katie.
Two socks,
okay?
Get the hell out of here.
They take off everything but they socks. Mm-hmm.
I'm like, wow, that is not sexy.
Well,
we have some
God.
Not so sexy.
Actually,
stuff
you could kind of tell a person's age even if they never told you based on two things. Usually, the older they get, they like you either totally naked or they come to bed with socks. So it's like it's one of those things. It's like don't wear any clothes to bed. Like you know, the idea of lingerie doesn't get to them. So that's one. But the other thing is the socks, and I'll tell you where that comes from. Because you know the old times, like, cover your head and your feet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, listen, one came to me. I had my sister tell me about a situation that her girlfriend's man or somebody, her girlfriend, one of her best friend's men or a guy she was just, I guess, hooking up with, came to bed with his hat on because it was cold in the hotel room.
What the hell?
What the hell?
But you know what else is the real bad turn off, Katie? This man looks so good. He's sharp, dressed nicely, got cologne on, good everything. And when he take off them damn shoes,
O-M-G.
And his feet stink, like, you know what?
Oh, man. Oh,
yeah,
man.
That's horrible. That's just not a nice smell at all.
Don't insult me like that. That's an insult, fellas. Now, listen, unless your woman is watching you play basketball and it's a championship game and ran out to the field to congratulate you because you won, take a shower. It's not cute. It's not romantic. Take a damn shower, please.
I don't like romantic about no funk. No.
Not unless it's music.
No. I don't
not
even like
being
created.
Come on. Yeah. Unless
I know
only
one thing.
That's
I
the only funk
problem.
I'm interested in. It's got to be music. If it's body odor, oh, no, nah, that's a straight turn off there.
Music.
No.
No,
funk is different from a workout.
If you're coming back sweaty and smelly from a gym, that counts.
I'm talking about in the sweat that you created in the act, and y'all just slapping up against each other, making all that noise. That's a whole different kind of sweat.
Yeah.
Sweat is sexy.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about wrapping up in it, but looking at it on the guys is cool to me.
Yeah,
it's not sexy.
I think it depends on where he's coming from.
If he's running, let me see. I don't think it's cute on basketball players in the game. Nope. But if this guy's running in the park or just came from the gym, yeah. A little something about it. Would I wrap up in it in that? No.
No, but that's just like a man when he finds him a beautiful female and she looks so good and her clothes look nice, her shoes, and you know, her outerwear is the bomb. She gets a 10. Start taking off them clothes and her underwear is messy, you know,
not dirty.
Ooh.
Okay,
That's just trifling.
That's straight
nasty.
And your bra is supposed to be white and it's black you know, that type
of
stuff.
Oh, my goodness, you're making me sick.
Don't worry,
wait,
DJ
out there, though.
I out there, hard you'd be surprised. They be dressed to kill.
On the outside.
They, and look at their bra strap.
Oh,
my grandmother always used to go, hey, you don't smell yourself. Before somebody else smells, you got to smell yourself.
That's
what I don't understand when somebody is like that. How can you not smell yourself?
They get used to the smell.
How could you be immune to your own
funk?
I mean, even if you don't smell yourself, you don't feel it? Because I know, I mean, especially as a female, I'm funny. By a certain time of day, if I get too sweaty down there or, you know, especially black women don't have small boobs, not usually. So it's like I know there's certain places that's not exposed, if you know what I mean. So I'm conscious about that. I don't want nobody that I care about coming close to me in that respect. Yeah, look, babe, I'll be right back.
Yeah,
you know,
breath stinks.
I
gotta look at the shower. Yeah, that's not cool.
Now, breath, bad breath.
Ooh,
my God. I wouldn't even worry about that because if his breath was stinking, we wouldn't even be going nowhere. Trust Emily, you would be going nowhere.
OMG.
Are they teeth? You could see the white built up around their teeth when they talk. Oh, that is
the deposit.
Oh my God, that is just so nasty.
Oh my God.
All right, don't ruin my studying coffee cup that's about to come up. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're down to our last 6 minutes, so I need to wrap up. DC, you have any final wrap-ups, thoughts?
The only thing that I would add is that, you know, if you're comfortable with yourself, then you don't have to put it out there to make it any better than it actually is.
I hear you. Okay, and I'm going to go to you, Deacon.
Hey, be real with yourself. If you can't be real with yourself, you can't be real with somebody else. So just keep it real, keep it 100, and everything will work out.
All right. Darlene?
Don't cash a check that your ass can't cash. Don't write a check that your ass can't cash.
Silence is golden. Silence is golden.
Oh, yes. Well, my take on everything is if you're as good as you say you are, you're going to shine in the dark without anybody trying to turn on your switch or you turning on your own switch.
Amen.
Pretty much, honesty is the best policy in something like this. And if you know you're nothing but pretty gift wrapped, then don't sell nobody an empty box. Just please don't do that. Okay? So actually, everybody, this Friday I'm going to be attending a community event, so we won't be live. But we will be back on Monday, and we will be continuing our series on relationships and sex. And the angle is going to be a little different, which you guys will hear about on Monday afternoon. So I will say thank you to everyone. We are officially at 21,215 listeners. Growing every day, and the live listener base has been raised up. And, special announcement panel. We are now in the progress of hooking up with a frequency network. It's called AM/FM frequency. It's like a web frequency that actually plays on regular frequency waves. And also we'll be extending a syndicated broadcast each night with iHeartRadio. So
All right.
Go, girl.
Right. We got the offer about a week ago, and I haven't been able to submit all the things they needed just yet. But as that starts to come into play, I'll be making announcements. And, y'all look out for us and see how it goes. So until Monday night, everybody, be blessed, be a blessing, make a difference, and God bless you all.
Amen.
DC. Y'all, we haven't had no conversation.
On the Edge, real talk about real issues.